This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox. Chrissy mentioned that wages continue to stagnate in this country, and that makes life especially difficult for mothers, many of whom have to find a way to make money to help support the family, of course, and still spend time raising their kids. Women in that situation are always looking for childcare that fits their schedule. Lindsay Patterson reports on a new business in Austin, Texas, that's trying to meet that special need.
Lauren Walls is a stay-at-home mom dipping her toes into the freelance world. 2 years after quitting her job as a corporate lawyer, she's decided to make a go at a writing career, starting with a food blog called Veggie Gourmet Mama.
Well, so I just pulled up my website and I'm looking at my stats for the last few days. I have a few posts that I wanted to work on today.
She's on her laptop in the kitchen while her 20-month-old daughter, Nora, takes her afternoon nap upstairs. A couple of paragraphs in.
And she's up. Yeah, all right, I'm going to go get her.
After 20 minutes or so of calming her cranky toddler, Walls carries Nora downstairs and sits down on the couch with her laptop. Nora quietly pushes her mother's hands away from the keyboard.
Honey, oh, you closing my laptop for me? Thank you. That's very helpful. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get anything done with this child around.
Mommy.
Walls said it became clear early on in her new career that working from home was not an option. She started looking into childcare and came away with sticker shock.
Childcare is expensive. And it kind of blew my mind how expensive it was.
In Austin, full-time childcare for an infant will run you up to $1,300 a month, and a little less for older kids. Part-time isn't too much of a savings. And Walls felt uncomfortable with the cheaper drop-in daycare. Then she found a new business called Plug and Play, where she could pay as little as $200 a month. In return, she gets supervision for Nora and a quiet spot to work along with other parents. It's called a co-working space.
Traditional childcare is really set up to be rigid and around routine, so it is not necessarily conducive to people who have alternative work schedules.
Amy Braden is the owner of Plug and Play, which opened in July.
And basically, it's co-working with hourly childcare.
Places like Plug and Play have been popping up in recent years. In London and Atlanta, for example. This one is at the end of a strip mall in Austin's suburban northern fringe. When you walk in, you're greeted by a distinctively modern workspace. There are high ceilings and letterpress prints. You drop off your kids on the play side, which is separated by a heavy insulated door to muffle distracting noises. Then you get to work on the plug side.
We have semi-private work nooks. We have a work bar.
Pricing for Plug and Play works kind of like a smartphone plan. But instead of buying minutes and data, you first buy co-working hours.
We offer a work a little and a work a lot package. And our work a little package is $35 a month. And then we have the $100 work a lot package.
Once you're signed on for co-working, you choose a child care package. It works out to about $9.50 for infants and $8 an hour for kids up to 5 years old. That's comparable to prices for a drop-in daycare in Austin.
The pricing structure is still sort of a work in progress.
Braden is actively experimenting with the business model. The first few months Plug and Play was open, there were lulls when childcare was empty. Now she's trying out a part-time preschool where parents commit to 2 mornings or afternoons a week for seasonal sessions. Signing up lowers the price to $5.50 an hour. But if your kid misses class, there are no makeups. While drop-in is still available, Braden is banking on the preschool to create a more reliable revenue stream.
It's definitely a delicate balance because our business model takes two concepts and melds them together.
There's hopes of franchising once the business model is proven, but the concept has already met with success from moms like Walls.
It gave me a reason to sort of get out of the house, try it out, see how it went, baby steps, and as long as things keep going as they're going, then I see this becoming a really great new career opportunity.
It might cost her an extra few $100 a month, but for Walls, the ability to choose to work whenever she wants is worth every cent. In Austin, I'm Lindsay Patterson for Marketplace.